He's the president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce and the founder of the Mini Farm Project. And right now, he's thinking about something much bigger than our backyard. What happens when the world supply of chains stop working and the local businesses and families have no plan? The fuel shortages to fertilizer costs, the geopolitical shocks of 2026 are landing here in our own region. Nick Steiner joins us today for a talk risk, resilience, and what every business owner and householder should be asking themselves before it's too late. Well, Nick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Nick, you wanted to talk risk again. What's actually keeping you up at night for business owners right now?
Look, I think it's important to come back to this subject. Back in April, everyone freaked out that the petrol prices spiked. I think they nearly burnt Canberra down because diesel went to $3.50. Mm. Somebody made the call over Easter and it's, you know, settled around at $2.50. Now it's about $2.12. During that time, we're part of conversations with Business Chamber Queensland every week with the CEO. They were doing surveys with small businesses around Queensland. 400 surveyed, 50% of them had mental health issues and stress. It was affecting their businesses and also the bottom line. We had a lot of businesses stop operating completely. A lot of the agriculture from Mareeba stopped coming to Brisbane markets. So that was the effect. So if you've ever been in a hurricane or a cyclone, you'll know there's a thing called the eye of the storm. And I think April was the beginning of the storm. Now we're in the eye, and I see a lot of people walking around. They think it's business as usual again. I'm like, well, hang on. The thing that we learned in Cairns when the cyclones came every 5 minutes is like when there's an eye of the storm, you don't move because you never know when the eye will end. Mm. And you go outside and you get your head chopped off by a piece of flying iron. My concern right now that's keeping me up is the Strait of Hormuz is still closed. It's been nearly 4 months. That's the longest time, I think, ever. The main issue, now it's only blocking 20 to 25% of the world's oil. So there's still oil around, so it's not much of an issue, but the price is going to be an issue. Mm. The main concern for me is the fertilizer. There's a lot of stuff coming out of that area. Mm. 27% of farmers across Australia have stopped farming or have changed their crops. So there's going to be a massive supply chain issue with fresh food in the supermarkets. America, 70% of their farmers can't get access to fertilizer. So we're going to have a big issue.
And America or Australia doesn't make their own fertilizer as a result.
No, I don't know why. They get it from overseas. There's a couple of small players in Australia that make their fertilizer, and they're like panicking because they've sold out. The entire season's sold out.
Wow.
And this is planting season now. So that's going to take about 12 to 18 months to bump through if they fix the problem tomorrow. Like the eye of the storm can dissipate and the storm can fade away if they open the strait and everyone's happy and they have the ships go again. But it's going to take about 12 to 18 months to bump through. My concern is people are not preparing themselves for the potential spike in prices again or the very big concern of a shortfall in available fresh food in Australia. And that's your supermarket, or for if you're a food business or you deal with food in business, where are you going to get your food from? That's the big concern that I have.
Yeah, it's a big problem. Mm. So what do we do?
Look, we surveyed our members and a number of other businesses. 1 in 6 had a risk management plan. At the end of the day, if everything shuts down, you just got to survive the best you can. But if you have geopolitical issues, national issues, and state issues, you can actually weather them quite well by having a risk management plan. Thinking outside the box, what happens if this happens? How do we move our business in a different direction? Where do I get our customers from? What do our customers need? How do I get our staff to work? What can I do to support them? During the April event, a lot of smaller businesses started struggling with getting their staff to shifts because they couldn't afford the fuel for their cars. Mm. So they were starting to think, okay, how do I operate when we've got half our staff missing? You know, these are the kind of things that we put in place now that when something does happen, you just open your plan and you read it so you're not panicked. The biggest issue is when there's an emergency and you panic, that's when you make mistakes. So we're asking people to start considering putting a risk management plan in place, considering all these aspects and go, if this happens, how do we respond? And the idea is to make better decisions in a time of crisis so you survive through it and breathe through it a lot easier than other people will.
Wow, that's a lot to think about. And if you do need to start getting started on those plans, you got to watch out for the Chamber's free six-week risk planning series. When does that start?
So we're playing that at the moment. I know I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and, you know, ruin everyone's day, but this is an important topic. We're working with a couple of people at the moment to get some presenters for each week. It'll actually be a document that we'll work through each section, and we'll be bringing different people in to talk about insurance, your admin, what happens if there's a storm or natural disaster, what happens in these situations, talk about your debt, talk about your business finances, and all of these things to consider to make actually a big fat document for your business.
It is a huge problem because I saw a statistic recently that there's been a huge spike in businesses going down under, like quitting, stopping.
They've completely stopped. There's a lot. I think 500 in New South Wales before April, and that was before the fuel crisis.
Yeah.
So small business is struggling, and the new federal budget is obviously got everyone with their hands in the air wondering what's going on with the trusts, how the money works.
Rightly so. It's a big question, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we got this big fat basket of extra taxes that we all have to pay. Mm-hmm. How are they going to do that? Now, there's also the employee wage increase. Where's that money coming from? If it's being squeezed out of small businesses and the small businesses have no margin, they're just going to stop. And there's a lot of people who have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses, and we don't want to see them close. So we want to make sure that they have buffered themselves, they've planned, they've done the right things as much as they can. And then also go to the state government, which hopefully we'll have one of their reps there at the meeting, to talk about financial assistance or assistance with legals or other areas that they can go to. So they offer free programs for small businesses as well.
So how do people find you?
The Chamber. So they can go to the greatercaboolture.com.au, check out our website, follow our social media, and contact us from there.
And from that point, hopefully people get out of the mess that they're in, because it's not now, there soon will be a bigger mess. The longer the strait stays closed, the longer we have problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not looking forward to it. Big thank you today. Our guest, Nick Steiner, the president of the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce and founder of the Mini Farm Project. If you enjoyed today's chat and explore the full range of business podcasts from the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce at 1015fm.com.au.